And now more from Detrice Jones' short story, Just Surviving Another Day. Here's the story's young narrator describing how playing a certain sport in high school has become an eagerly anticipated refuge from the drug-fueled chaos she faces at home.
Basketball was my form of meditation. I got a chance to clear my mind and focus strictly on the game. I didn't have the energy or time to think about the bad things that were going on in my life. I didn't think about school, stupid high school boys, or my home life. I didn't have to think about being scared to get a drink of water in the middle of the night because my dad might be in his paranoid state and try to stab me, his own daughter, because he thought I was trying to get him. I didn't have to think about my mom taking back the lunch money she gave me because they spent the rest of hers. I didn't have to think about my little brothers and sister who might not be safe. After practice, Aaron got picked up while April, Kiana, and I caught the bus. I knew I didn't want to go home this early. April, can I go to your house? I don't care, she replied. At April's house, I would be able to eat real home-cooked food instead of top ramen. When I got there, I had to wait for her to eat before I did. I couldn't just raid the fridge like I wanted to. We ate baked chicken, fried okra, and rice. I always waited until the last possible moment to go home, sometimes missing the last bus and spending the night over there. I didn't want to go home. Not tonight. April, your friend can't spend the night again, I heard her mother whisper to her through the paper-thin walls. I made sure I made the bus that night. I guess I wore out my welcome. Instead of saying welcome, it said, well, I guess you can come. It was piercing cold high in the mountains where April lived. The bus was 15 minutes late, and I didn't get home until 1:30 a.m. My mom seemed like she hadn't moved since morning. My dad, on the other hand, was in motion. Slow motion. He had his favorite knife in hand, creeping around the house like a scared zombie. There was no use in talking to either of them. I had a little money, so I would be able to survive another day. I took a shower and tried to hide the money somewhere no one would look. I had to find a good hiding place through trial and error. This time, I simply kept it in my pocket and buried my pants deep in my dirty clothes bin. I went to sleep without even thinking about homework. I had more important things to worry about. It was 2:15 a.m., and I went to sleep as soon as my body touched the bed. I would survive another day.
To read or hear Detrice Jones' entire story, visit our website at npr.org.